was asked to clarify what someone is supposed to do when they finish Shemona Esrei in terms of proper hanhaga. So this is a very standard procedure that everyone knows, but it's just in terms of a couple of details that sometimes get lost in the shuffle. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel, this is actually an idea that comes straight out of the Gemara in Maseches Yuma. So Shulchan Aruch quotes, Korea, person is supposed to bow forward, uposea shalosh psios la'acharav. Then he should take three steps back, bekriya achas, with one bowing, meaning he's supposed to remain bowed, and he should take his three steps back. Va'achar shepasa shalosh psios ba'odo korea. Then after he does this, kodem sheyizko, before he stands up straight, kishiyomer oser shalom bimromav, hofech panav letzad smolo, kishiyomer hu yaseh shalom aleinu, hofech panav letzad yimino. But note, and the Mishnah Berurah, I think, points this out. Let me just check. He says that don't make the mistake, right? He quotes this from the Magen Avraham. Don't make the mistake. Deloka ha'omrim alina v'alkol Yisrael. Ela v'alkol Yisrael yomar kishimistachav elefanav. Meaning, a lot of times people will do oseh shalom b'ramav to the left, hu yaseh shalom to the right, and alina v'alkol Yisrael to the forward. Right, so that's not the way to do it, says the Magen Avraham. Rather, the way to do it is aleinu v'al kol, hu yaseh shalom aleinu, comma, and then v'al kol Yisrael when you're bowing forward. That's one little nekuda that the Magen Avraham was makbid about, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here. Now, if you look in the Dershu footnote, he just points out that Messiah Bimru Amen Baloshin Rabim, the Afshem Ispala Atma Balachash. He says, wait a second, what's going on over here? You say V'imru Amen. It's not supposed to be V'imru Amen because you're the only person who's davening. So he quotes from the Magen Avraham elsewhere, not here, but in Siman Samech Vav, Sivkat Zayin, Shakavana Al Hamalachim Hamitzavim, Hamitzuyim, sorry, Itzlo B'chol Yom B'shomro. He's talking about the Malachim that surround the person. And they guard him while he's going through his day. Continues the Ramah, V'nagu lomar achar kach yihi ratzon sheibana beis hamikdash v'chule. And the minhag is to say yihi ratzon that Hashem should rebuild the beis hamikdash. Why? Ki ha'tfila b'makom avoda. Because the tefillah, one of the many functions that tefillah serves, is that it's in place of the korbanos, the avodah and beis hamikdash. V'lachem evakshem al hamikdash enucha lasos avodah mamish. So we should at the end of our tefillah, it's appropriate to say we want to actually do the regular avodah, and therefore it's kedai to say this yihi ratzon at this point. So if beis b'makom shekalu psios yamod, a person should stay in the spot where he finished his steps, v'lo yachzor l'mkomo ad sheyagi shliach tzibur l'kedusha, and he should not go back to the place where he was before until kedusha begins. Ulefachos ad sheyaskol shliach tzibur l'spal b'kol ram. So he says, at least wait until chazaras hashatz begins. So this is something that not everyone is so careful about. However, if you understand the Gemara according to Rashi and according to the Rishonim, this is a very big inyan. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah over here, he says you should keep your feet together. V'chavin raglov kemo betfilah kishomer oseh shalom b'pnei she'mata atzmo letzad shechina. Right, so you're still leaning in the direction of the shechina when you keep your feet together, and don't go back to the place where you were when you were davening Shemoneh Esrei. And says in Sifkat and Zayin, Shim Chozer Miyad, if you go back to your original spot immediately, Dome Lesalmet Sheniftar Me Rabo, Ufasa Lachora V'Chozer Miyad. Says this is like you left your Rebbe and then you quickly walk back forward immediately, which Shesofo Mochiach Al Tilaso Shalopasa Lacharav Kedeli Pater Mimenu. So which basically shows that when you took your steps back, you weren't really trying to be respectful in that way. V'Hu Maguna, and that's not a nice way to be. But if you're going to wait until Kiddusha begins, or at the very least, wait until Chazaras Hashatz begins, then everybody will see the whole reason you're going forward is because you want to say the Kiddusha at that point. And you're having in mind to do what the Shliach Tzibur said. Now, this is the first part of what we're talking about here in the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't want to take your three steps back and then quickly run forward and take your three steps forward. That is considered disrespectful. Now, the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is actually a tame version. He calls it Meguna to do this. That's actually a tamer version than we have in the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan, I believe, is paraphrasing the words of Rashi on that Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma has whatever, without getting involved with the Gemara, actually says, I don't have a Gemara in front of me right now, but the Aruch HaShulchan's Lashon there is something along the lines of, if you do this, if you quickly take your three steps forward, back, and then you right away take your three steps forward, as soon as you're finished, so he says, Noach lo shelo hispalo klau. Better that he wouldn't have davened at all. Meaning, this is such a disrespect to the finishing of the tefillah, better that you stayed away from the tefillah altogether and were not disrespectful than you daven it in such a disrespectful way. Now, what is someone supposed to do for Maariv? This applies to Shachris and Mincha. When it comes to Maariv, there is no Chazaras Hashat, so what are you supposed to do? So I think I once saw this Beferish in the Aruch HaShulchan, but he also quotes it here in the Dirshu footnotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that you should wait with your feet together and stand still until they finish the Silent Shemoneh Esrei and the Shliach Tzibur, and the Shliach Tzibur begins the Kaddish. So if the Shliach Tzibur begins the Kaddish, then at that point we should take our three steps forward, because it's the same Svara that it now appears that you're beginning to answer Kaddish, and that's why you're taking three steps forward, not because you're interested in being done with the tefillah. So again, considering the lashonos that the Chachamim use for how one should behave himself and how important it is, it's very worthwhile to mechazik ourselves in these particular inyanim.